The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. It is a Friday evening, and we are actually live in studio on this post-Thanksgiving evening. I pray you and yours are well. You had a wonderful day yesterday, and we are in studio. Wasn't not planning on being here. You know, things in life happen. I was supposed to be in Europe right now with my beautiful wife and my son, and the night before we were to take off, my son got very sick, and we had to make a decision and roll the dice, and it was best to not go. So we're dealing with the aftermath of that. The good news is I'm here. How are you? I pray you and yours are well. As I said, we're going to take some calls tonight, 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC are the numbers to call in. We've got Anna on the main controls, and Adam will screen your calls tonight. Now, let me kind of share some thoughts as we begin. It's been a couple weeks since I've been live in studio on a regular time. I did a program, I think a couple of weeks ago we were on at 5 or 6. I don't remember. But we've been out for a couple of weeks, and I've gotten a lot of emails of people saying, are you no longer on the air? Where are you? We're still here. And plan to be here for a time or two every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. If you miss any of this program at all, you can go to my website, franksontag.com, and you can download any program in its entirety virtually right after the program ends. We're pretty quick to put the podcast up. I got a call earlier today from a buddy saying, are you going to go to the studio tonight? And I said, well, of course I am. I'm in town. Why would I not go in and do a live program? And he said to me, he's a radio guy. He said, you know, nobody will be listening. And I said, well, that may be true. Driving in, I was actually a little surprised there was more traffic than I anticipated. So I was telling Anna before I got on the air, I've not met her before, but you never know in radio. That's the thing about live radio. And again, we are live tonight. You never know who's listening. You never know what's going to happen. I've been doing this for 30 plus years and have a story or two to tell about, well, unforeseen circumstances by which you open a microphone. And then the next thing you know, something transpires that either is life changing or you look back and you think one day I'll never forget that moment. I've got a few of those, too. Maybe I'll share a crazy story with you tonight. But I do want to reiterate, my hope is that we can take some calls. There is no topic in particular, although I will be topical tonight. So if you're listening right now and you care to weigh in, 800-222-5222 are always the numbers to call into the program, 800-222-KABC. I want to also emphasize, if you're new to the broadcast, give us a listen a little bit. I don't say this to be, how shall I say, different, but we are a little different than most talk radio programs. I have done maybe three or four different types of programs in the 80s and 90s, and even in 2000 plus. For 21 years, I did a New Age program on a rock station, KLOS, which is still doing its thing. That was my first on-air radio gig. I was the news director, sports director. I jocked. I did talk shows. And I was a New Age teacher for 21 years. If you don't know what the New Age is, it's kind of we're all groovy. All paths lead to God as long as we love each other. And then in 2009, I had a radical conversion, of which if you don't know, you're welcome to call in and say, hey, what happened to you in 2009? And I'll tell you a little bit of what transpired. But I also want to tell you, if you've not heard much of the program, I embrace disagreement. I say this a lot. Now, if you listen to stereotypical talk radio, if there is such a thing, many more hosts than not tend to be a little bit acerbic. They tend to be confrontative, short-tempered, you know, trying to make it sound like it's a lively, vivacious type of exchange. Now, I'm not saying I'm boring, but I embrace disagreement to a point where we can have a respectful conversation by which we can learn from each other. I don't have this need to be right. I don't need to shout anybody down. I've been doing this for 30, almost 36 years. I've learned I can benefit from somebody that maybe has a different view from me and vice versa. But Lord knows, you wake up to 2022, almost 2023, this cancel culture stuff is just hard to grasp, where we're so sensitive, we're so tender, I'm offended, we got to shut you down and cancel you because I can't stand what you say. It upsets me. We need to agree to disagree on a lot of things. By the way, Bryce, you're going to be my first call. I'm glad you called in on this one. There's a topic on the screen that I was going to talk about later, but Bryce, I'm going to take you in a moment, so stand by. 800-222-5222 are the numbers. But I say this almost weekly on the program. Disagreement isn't necessarily a bad thing. I've said many times on the broadcast, we buy into this idea that somehow we're so divided as a country. We've never been more divided. Right? There's the Republicans and the Democrats and the sane and the insane and the lovers and the haters. And we just hear this over and over again. I don't believe it for a moment. I do not believe we're as divided as we are led to believe. I think the media has a vested interest in promoting that kind of mindset. And we may have different ways of viewing things politically, socially. But I think at our core of who we are as people, we mostly want the same things. And yet respectful disagreement and discourse has kind of gone the way of the dodo, because all of a sudden we believe that somehow we can't have conversations about disagreement. I say nonsense. I say listen to this program. I say call in if you want to take issue with me about anything you've heard in past programs or maybe tonight. 800-222-5222. Let's talk to Bryce in Anaheim Hills. Bryce, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for calling, Bryce.
Hey, Frank, how are you doing? First of all, I'm sorry I'm lagging on getting out to the KMG events. Just life, you know, kind of crazy right now. But I had a question about the poor Detroit Lions fans yesterday. I was curious to know what you thought about what was worse for them. Losing the game in the last minute to a field goal or having to sit through a halftime show with BB Rexha.
Now, did you see the halftime show?
I did. It was really something.
Now, do you know who this woman was before you saw the halftime show?
Yeah, I do have girls of that age, you know, but you know, not a huge you know, teeny bopper fan, but that show was just kind of hard to watch.
What about it was hard to watch? And then I'll share you some of my thoughts. I even tweeted about it and got some feedback like, who are you to say what you said? I mean, I definitely have some things to say about it. But what about the show was troublesome to you?
Just the whole, like, there were a lot of, like, scantily clad bodies, like, you know, rolling around. And I couldn't tell if it was a boy or a girl half the time. And the light, it was very chaotic. And I just didn't really think that fit the music very well.
Now, I'm going to assume you don't follow me on Twitter. Do you want me to read what I tweeted?
I would love it, Frank.
So I wrote down, and I didn't know. I just thought I'd turn on and watch a little football. So I tweeted, so I just turned on the Lions-Bills game. It's halftime. Who is BB Rexha, and did I just get a glimpse of what hell looks like? I mean, the one scenario where there was kind of like a Matrix motif, it was green and lasers and everybody was jumping around and grabbing each other in places we don't need to. It was just bizarre to me. It almost looked demonic to me.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of what the current, you know, music machine is kind of like pushing right now.
Yep.
It's just, you know, a lot of like not a lot of good quality music, but a lot of kind of skin and crazy, you know, dance movements. That's my opinion.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Take care of your daughters. And you mentioned KMG. We have a big LA event on February the 25th on a Saturday afternoon.
That sounds good, Frank. You take care.
Thank you, Bryce. Thank you for calling. You too as well. Call anytime. 800-222-KABC, the numbers. By the way, if you did catch the halftime show, the Lions-Bills, or you know who BB Rexha is, look, I didn't. And it was actually less about her and more about just the dancing and the, like I was sharing with Bryce, it was just bizarre to me. And yet I understand a lot of that is culture. And as a man who represents myself as a follower of Christ, a man of faith, it obviously looked demonic to me. I had to turn it off. It was so disturbing and dark. And yet from a cultural perspective, I think people will say, well, that's kind of the way things are now. Yeah, that's true. That doesn't make them okay, normal, or right, as far as I'm concerned. 800-222-5222. When we continue, there's a Missouri doctor facing, and I'm not exaggerating, a $500 billion fine for promoting a vitamin. You got to hear this story, as well as you're welcome to call 800-222-KABC. We will continue. We are live in studio on this post-Thanksgiving Friday evening. This is the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. To reiterate again, we are live in studio on this Friday evening, day after Thanksgiving. We are also taking your calls for the duration of the program, 800-222-5222. We are on every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. And you're welcome to call in on a wide variety of topics. I mentioned in the previous segment that I worked previously at a rock station that is still in existence. KLOS has been around for, gosh, at least four decades. And my history is somewhat in the genre of rock and roll. And during my tenure at KLOS, I interviewed a lot of high-profile rock and roll people, bands, groups, individuals. And one guy I got to know as a dear friend, more than anything, has kind of excelled at being an engineer, recording engineer. He has and has had historically an incredible place in Hollywood where he's recorded some of the biggest name bands. And he is also a guitar aficionado himself. In fact, if you listen to the program, you heard him in studio here a number of weeks ago. His name is Craig Parker Adams. I just want to do a plug and a shout out to anybody listening right now. If you like rock and roll, and I don't want to categorize, but especially if you like the genre of like Van Halen type sounding, Craig has an extraordinary album out. It's brand new. It's called Vistale Buell. And it would make a great Christmas holiday present for anybody. And all you have to do to find out more, you can actually sample the album and some of the other things that Craig has available to you. Just go to CraigParkerAdams.com, and I promise you, you won't regret it. He's a great guy and one heck of a guitar player. So I can't think of a better way, especially if you like rock and roll. Go to CraigParkerAdams.com, pick up a couple of CDs. You will be glad you did. Do you take vitamins at all? I know stereotypically most people take some type of supplements or try to stay healthy. During the lockdowns that masqueraded as a quote-unquote pandemic, you may have heard about vitamin D or vitamin D3. There were some of the mindset frontline doctors that treated people with COVID, serious deficiencies, that said, there was a lot of similarity with people that got hit hard. They lacked vitamin D in their system. And vitamin D is a very important vitamin. Find out for yourself. Just research it. Sunlight oftentimes is equated with like natural vitamin D. If you go to the Pacific Northwest, not a lot of sunlight. People are vitamin D deficient. When I saw this story, I had to cross-check it because I thought this cannot be true. A St. Louis chiropractor could face more than $500 billion in civil penalties through a federal lawsuit that alleges he profited from selling vitamin D and zinc products in violation of the COVID-19 Consumer Protection Act. Dr. Eric Nipudi the Federal Trade Commission filed a 27-page complaint against him, alleging, among other things, that the doctor profited from the online sale of vitamin D and zinc products during the COVID-19 emergency slash lockdowns. And my thought was $500 billion? Man, this guy must have made a lot of money if they're coming at him that hard. The government's complaint alleges that Napudi, through social media and internet advertising, promoted and sold, quote, wellness warrior vitamin D, end quote, and other products as drugs capable of treating or preventing COVID-19, end quote. By the way, I happen to believe there's truth in that. And there's a lot of doctors that would allege the same. But for some reason, man, they've got it out for this guy. According to the suit, the doctor is, quote, lack of factual or scientific basis for these claims are frequently accompanied by equally unsupported assertions regarding applicable science, end quote. I'm a little nauseous all of a sudden, right? We've heard this for 2 years, two plus years. By the way, Dr. Fauci had to testify this week in a deposition. Wait to hear what he had to say. All of a sudden, the guy has amnesia, doesn't remember anything. But the big push, right, against any type of therapeutics, any type of alternative ways in which COVID was addressed, really got shot down. I've got a story here to verify that. Story goes on to say, in short, defendants, again, this is a lawsuit from the Federal Trade Commission, defendants are selling their products by disseminating information, exploiting fears amid a pandemic. Oh, yeah, they're exploiting the fears. It's not the other way around. Posing a significant risk to public health and safety. Right. However, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention states vitamin D, quote, is essential for bone health as well as muscle, nerve functions, and helps the immune system fight off bacteria and viruses, end quote. So the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say vitamin D is a good thing, but the FTC is going after this guy. By the way, the doctor must know something. He has rejected any out-of-court settlements. He says, no way. Let's go to trial on this bad boy. He said that his vocal stance favoring vitamin D and zinc as immune boosters, including his public distribution of 2 million tablets during the pandemic at no charge. No charge. He gave the stuff away. Drew the federal government's attention. By the way, if you want to weigh in on this, 800-222-5222. Maybe you just want to talk about government overreach, ivermectin. Maybe you want to disagree with this guy and we should just throw the book at him. Right? It's all about the jab. This is the only way to somehow get through COVID. We know at the time the government focused on the emergency authorized use of COVID-19, quote-unquote, vaccines as the only course of safe and effective treatment of the disease, end quote. By the way, in case you can't tell by now, let's just say I'm not of that mindset. I was doing an afternoon program for 8.5 years, and in February of 2020, when this all started, shortly thereafter, I started reading between the lines when I saw doctors being shut down publicly, censored, videos being pulled. I thought something's up here. Forced mandates, forcing people to take a jab, an experimental drug. Finishing up the story, the doctor said the FTC is pushing this because it's political. He said, I've spent $3.5 million of my own money defending myself. The only tactic they have is to drag this out so I can't afford to take it to trial, end quote. Frontline attorney Tom Renz is the advisory counsel for this doctor. Renz said, quote, the problem with this is wrongful prosecution because the doctor did not lie. He didn't commit fraud. He said this would bolster your immune system, and it's true. Both vitamin D and zinc are well-known mechanisms for bolstering your immune system. Renz went on to say this is simply going after him because he was outspoken about using D and zinc. He didn't like the jab. That's about it. Any thoughts on your side? 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Did you all see, I guess you would call it a documentary this week? I want to make sure I have the name right, although I don't have it in front of me. It was like something like Sudden Death. It was about an hour and 3 or 4 minutes about all the people that have died after they took the jab. If you saw it, if you want to comment on it, call the program. I actually watched a little bit of it, and it was horrifying, even though I knew that there was a lot of, let's just say, probabilities that what was shown in this documentary was true. And then you can go to the deeper, more darker scenario about the World Economic Forum and population control and that whole. You can spend some sleepless nights going down that road. But what about vitamin D? What about ivermectin? I have a commentary here, the truth about ivermectin versus what the medical establishment said it was. Maybe you took it. Maybe you got COVID and you took ivermectin. And you can say yay or nay. It helped you. It didn't help you. But we sure heard early on that it was dangerous. You're using a horse dewormer. I was pretty appalled. Getting to know some doctors that actually treated people with COVID successfully, early therapeutics, many of them using hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And yet we kept hearing about remdesivir and take the jab. In fact, we're still hearing it now. I think Fauci got on the other day. Can't get this guy out fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. Saying the other day, you know, it's safe and effective. And how many times, in fact, on the other side, he was deposed in a lawsuit, asked some specific questions about his leadership during the pandemic. Y'all like this guy? Do you think Dr. Fauci has done a stand-up job as you know, the leader, the most outspoken voice about the health crisis? Is this on? I think it is. Look, I don't want to come off too strong, but people died. And I happen to believe, in my humble opinion, that some people died when they shouldn't have. And I'm not here to say I'm a doctor. You know, that's usually the ruse. Well, you're not a doctor. You're not a health expert. Who are you to say? I study. I read information. When a government says this is mandated, you have to take this or lose your job? Really? By the way, you may have noticed, and maybe you're one of the many that said, I'm not taking it, lost your job, and now lawsuits are being filed. And next thing you know, it's time to pay up, that a lot of this stuff was unconstitutional. Let me say one last thing about COVID. If you did get COVID, if you've lost a young one or a loved one, please do not interpret my comments as being insensitive. But my outrage is the way in this became a shortly thereafter politicized. And I think there were opportunists just waiting to wrestle control, like this guy that we have as our governor. Right. Mr. French Laundry, Mr. Hypocrite. A lot of these folks, it's like the climate change lie where we've got to cut back on our. We've got to all have electric vehicles and the planet's going to end in 10 years. They just have another big conference in Egypt and 800 private jets fly in to talk about how the average person needs to cut back on their use of fossil fuels. What a bunch of nonsense. And I don't mean this in a derogatory way or somehow in a anarchistic way, but there's a lot more of us than them, right? This is still we the people. And part of me wonders if we're just so enamored by this ignorance is bliss stuff, well, I don't want to get involved. You know, the government's big. I don't want to rock the boat. I just want to live and let live. Yeah, right. How'd that work for you 2 years of lockdowns? 800-222-5222. Christina will take you on the other side. We've got some lines open as well. Open phones for the next 30 minutes. Basically, anything and everything. You don't necessarily have to call in about something that I've made mention of on the air. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. For those of you just tuning in, we are live in studio on this post-Thanksgiving Friday. If you care to call into the program, the numbers are always the same. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. As a matter of fact, let's take a couple of calls. Christina, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Yes. I'm one of those that got fired for not taking the vaccine. And I have a plenary hearing on the 2nd of December, so I need to be prayed up that this is all going to go away and I get my job back.
What did you do, if you're okay with sharing?
Okay, I worked for the LA Unified School District.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I was an essential worker, so I worked through the months that they all closed, all the way through the summer months.
Yep.
Went back to, you know, went back home, stayed in school, did all the essentials, never got sick. There was 90 of us that was rotated out and in, so it was a lot of people. And nobody ever got sick until October. And, of course, they started saying everybody was sick and needed to be vaxxed.
What was your reason for not taking the shot?
I don't get sick. I didn't think it was necessary for somebody to tell me that I needed to get some kind of vaccine that I didn't need if I never got sick or I'd never been sick or I haven't even been to the hospital for 3 years. And, you know, my body was fine, so why did I have to do something that somebody's making me do if I was fine? And a lot of people were fine until nurses didn't know how to use the ventilators, and the ventilators were put on people, and they suffocated, and they died, and it's all in books. It's all out there, and nurses are talking to everybody about it. I'm so glad that you're still talking about it because everybody still needs to know the truth. It's all nothing but propaganda and lies after lies after lies. It's just ridiculous.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you did not take the shot in part because you said you're healthy, but I would imagine at the risk of losing your job, you had other convictions as well.
I just didn't feel like I should be forced to do something if I'm doing my job, and my job was well promoted several times in my position, and I feel like, okay, so now I'm losing my job because they want to shut down the school, shut down people's lives, and do all this ridiculous stuff. And I'm like, no, I don't want to get sicker if I'm going to take something and get sick. And I've had several people in my church that got their kids vaccinated early on, and they all ended up having, like, problems. And so I haven't got my daughter vaccinated or anything, and she's healthy. My grandkids haven't been vaccinated, and one is 6 years old all the way down to 3 years old, and none of them have been vaccinated at birth or nothing, and they're fine, perfectly fine, never get sick. They don't.
Well, let me say this, and I do appreciate your call, Christina, and if you want to follow up after the fact and maybe do a praise report and talk about what you found out, you can either call the program or email me. And I do have a comment, and I thank you for your call tonight. Thank you for sharing. Here's my thought. By the way, two things. The documentary, Rosalind sent me information. It was called Died Suddenly. I don't know if you saw it this week. I watched it. It was up on Rumble and other sites. Pretty shocking about all of the documented cases of people getting seriously ill, even dying post-shot. But let me say this about Christina. I still, two things. Number one, I'm not saying how to live your life. But I believe you should have a right to choose to, health-wise, say yay or nay. It's your choice. When a government mandates something, makes you do something, I start seeing red flags. Number two, I, for one, would never call these vaccines or vaccinations. You may even know, because a lot of you are probably very extraordinary, you know they changed the definition way through the lockdowns of what actually the definition of a vaccination. These were not vaccinations. These are drugs that were pretty much unproven, untreated. And it's still going on. I'll leave it at that. 800-222-5222. Tammy, if you would be so kind, I've only got a couple of moments. I'm going to take you on the other side. Tammy wants me to mention a life-changing experience I had in my life, and I want to make sure I give it ample time on the air. So, Tammy, be patient. I'll take you on the other side. Let me also say, if you want to call the program, 800-222-5222 are the numbers. If you want to communicate to me directly and don't want to get on the air, there's a very simple email that you can send me. I've got my screen open. It's just frank@kmgministries.com. That's an email address privately that comes to me, frank@kmgministries.com. If you don't know, I have a men's ministry. It is called KMG Ministries, as in Kingdom Men's Gathering. So that's a direct email to me. We do events. We do retreats. We do discipleship. We do leadership courses. I'll speak for myself. I believe the greatest crisis in our country right now is men not being men. I think this is a serious crisis. And, man, I'll tell you, maybe later in the broadcast, I'll get into a little bit about, in fact, Tammy wants me to mention about my conversion, about just the wake-up call that I had when I had this moment in life in December of 2009, when I kind of reassessed things, and the whole manhood crisis. Look, we've accepted, you talk about normal, what is normal now? Like all of a sudden, it's culturally somewhat normal to say there's more than two genders. Seriously? Or there's this big push now that what's normal is there's no such thing as male or female. Right? Or that somehow masculinity is all toxic. Any tough dude that maybe lives his life to be a protector, a provider, a leader, he's a bad guy. Especially if he's white and Christian. Three strikes, you're out. The attack on the nuclear family is undeniable. A couple of years ago during the summer of 2020, when we saw all the hypocrisy of the BLM protests / riots, their creed, which they've scrubbed from the website since then, one of the focus of BLM was to wipe out the nuclear family. Why? Society is based on a family structure. That's how generation in and generation out families can exist. The father figure. But it's become normalized now that fatherlessness is just the way it is. It's really shocking. Tens of millions of young boys being raised in a culture right now without really having a clear understanding of what it means to be a man. Heck, we live in a day and age where, and I don't want to be too crass here, but it's, you know, men have cycles. Men can give birth. I had a good friend who works in the Bay Area. On my social media, I posted the photo of the men's room. They had tampons, for goodness sakes, in the men's bathroom. Seriously? And if you even question it, you're being fill in the blank with all the labels. You're being misogynistic and, you know, homophobic and you name it, racist. Whew. And this has all happened in a short period of time. Society is changing drastically. And there's some of us that are men. Yes, I identify as a man. Now, we need to stop this nonsense and stop going along with it and take some ground back. Unfortunately, a lot of men are dummies. And I'll probably, you know, go to the head of the class on that, especially before I gave my life to Christ. I made some really dumb decisions in my life. Selfish, self-centered decisions. You know, but guys walking away from marriages and families, or it just gets too tough, or society says, hey, you know, your feelings are important. And hey, babe, I don't feel like I love you anymore. So we walk away from our kids. This is not okay. A lot of my ministry is about encouraging men to get back into the fight. You know, guilt and shame are powerful. I believe as a Christian man, there is an enemy that would perpetuate that mindset. He has a name. Although the secular world laughs at us. Satan. Oh, really? Oh, you weak idiots. Trust me, I was there for most of my life. I was a New Age teacher till I was 54. We have virtually a wide open board, 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. Tammy, I'll take you on the other side. Anything you'd like to share, phone lines are open. Email address again, frank@kmgministries.com. We are live in studio on this post-Thanksgiving Friday evening. This is the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. We are here live in studio. It is a Friday evening post-Thanksgiving, taking your calls. I've got a lot of stories to get to in the remaining time of this broadcast. Couple of points to be noted. I've gotten two emails from Don and Ted, and I'll just paraphrase. Neither one of you like me so much. Your emails are pretty abrasive. Look, if you're listening, call the program. I'm going to take Tammy next, but we'll move you right to the front of the class. And you can just air your grievances out on the air. But don't just, you know, hit and run. Oh, I can't stand your opinions and blah, blah, blah. No, let's talk about it. Why? What is so reprehensible about my positions? Which, by the way, I haven't shared a whole lot tonight other than my disdain for the lockdowns and what is going on still now with the forced mandates with taking the jab. What do you have to be so upset by? Call the program, 800-222-5222. Let us talk to Tammy in Torrance. Tammy, you're on the Frank Sontag Show, AM 790 KABC. How are you, Tammy?
I'm okay. Earlier in the show, you mentioned that you would possibly tell about your salvation experience, what got you to become saved, and I love hearing salvation stories.
Okay. So you want me to share a little bit about how I got radically saved?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd be glad to. You know, God gets all the glory. How about you? How long have you been a follower of Christ?
Long, long time.
Yeah. Well,
many years.
I wish I could say that. If you know my story, it hasn't been all that long. I waited pretty late in life to get real about who I was and why am I here. So, So let me share, Tammy. Thank you. I appreciate the call. God bless you.
Thanks.
All right. So here's my deal. I'll kind of give you cliff notes. By the way, I did write a book about my change in life. It's called Light the Way Home. If you are a reader, and you're exceptional if you are, most people don't read anymore, you can go to my website. We've got a discount at franksontag.com. Do not purchase it on Amazon for reasons of which I don't really need to get into. But anyway, I wrote the story about everything that happened in great detail. So let me just kind of give you a little overview. I was raised Catholic. My father moved out here to Southern California in the 60s, got a job in the movie industry. Somewhere after my high school experience of going to an all-boys Catholic school in the Valley, Notre Dame, I walked away and I said, I've had enough with religion. Thought I knew who Jesus was, and so walked away, jumped out in the world, wanted to see what the world had for me. And about 12 years after high school, I bought a motorcycle. in the spring of 1984. In June of 1984, I had a very serious motorcycle accident. If you drive the San Fernando Valley at all, you know the 101 freeway. I was rear-ended near the Balboa exit by someone doing in excess of 110 miles an hour. And I don't need to go into all the graphic details. It was not good, but I survived, and it was kind of a wake-up call. It caused me to kind of reassess my life. Who am I? Why am I here? I left Southern California, locked myself in a cabin on the west shore of Lake Tahoe, a small little beautiful town called Sunnyside, in the middle of winter, trying to figure out what my life was about and why I survived something that I knew I shouldn't have survived. Now, I was not a Christian at the time. I was an angry young man that was angry at everybody, the world, my father, you name it. I was somebody that was out of control. I was dating a woman, having an affair. She was on the motorcycle with me, got hurt very badly. Praise God she survived. But I wanted to do a reassess. Like, what am I doing with my life? I knew I was out of control. I was 28 and moved to Tahoe for a while, didn't really get any answers, came back to Southern California, fell into radio in September of 1985, kind of fell in love with it. Ann and I were kind of sharing our love for radio off the air before I got on. Something about radio was pretty powerful. So I got the radio bug in September of 85. I signed on at KLOS as a screener under a guy that was a New Age teacher. New Age is, again, truth in all religions. It's all about love. I'm really doing the fast forward hyper speed version of my story. Took over his program about a year and a half after that, became a New Age teacher for 21 years, really espoused a lot of the views, spiritual but not religious. In 2006, my best friend had become a Christian, and my first thought was, ugh, don't become one of them. I had a great disdain for organized religion. I thought Christianity was for weak people, and yet I was pursuing my search for the meaning of life. I mean, I survived a crash. I know I shouldn't have. I was maybe agnostic, but I was fascinated by Eastern mysticism. But Christian, no thanks. Anyway, 2006, my best friend gives his life to the Lord. For 3 years, I saw his life radically change. Please stay with me. And in 2009, we had a kind of get together, he and his older brother. We played a round of golf in December of 2009, and they just hammered the you-know-what out of me. Like, what are you doing? I had achieved the pinnacles and the height of success in the New Age movement. LA Times had written a front page article on me. Anyway, they decided to what I call do a Christian intervention. They got me to say, yeah, I'm a sinner. I did, you know, a bunch of things in life. And am I right with God? And I would plead, well, I'm spiritual, but not religious. I'm a New Age teacher. Anyway, my best friend's older brother was a pastor. At the end of a 2.5 hour exchange, I had just been married for a short time. My son was a year and a half old, and he said, look, if you don't make it home today like you shouldn't have made it home 25 years ago on that motorcycle, are you right with God? And I was angry. Of course I'm right with God. I'm a famous New Age teacher. How dare you question my walk with God? But on some level, I knew that I was pretty defensive. So he said, would you sit in your car and meditate on that? I was a meditation teacher, amongst other things. Sat in my car for a while. I began to get very hot. I thought, am I sick? Do I have a fever? After a short moment or two, I heard a voice that said, are you ready to submit to me? And I have to tell you, I did not feel coerced. I was not afraid. It wasn't like some big push, like, you know, you've got to tap out now. Quite the contrary. I had a sensation like I never had before of complete unconditional love. And so I said yes. And then the voice said, pick up your cross and follow me. And for those of you that may profess faith in Christ, you're like, well, that's biblical. I never read a Bible. I was raised Catholic. We did catechism. No idea. Never heard that before. And that began about a year and a half of all hell breaking loose, everything being turned upside down. I did tell my friend I want to go back to church. It had been 37 years. So I went back to a church in Simi Valley, a place called Cornerstone. Francis Chan was my first pastor, and I started reading the Bible. 5 weeks into this, one night I'm reading the Bible in the Gospel of Luke. Red letters meant Jesus, mean Jesus in the Bible, his words. And it said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself daily, pick up his cross and follow me. And I hit the ground. I'm like, okay, I can't make that up. And literally, this was in the middle of losing a lot. My life got turned upside down. So I made the commitment to follow Christ. I went to a Bible school. I went to Biola, took some graduate courses. I wanted to study the Word, and I became a follower of Christ. I started doing afternoon radios on a Christian station in town. I started my men's ministry, and here we are, blink your eyes. It is now 12, 13 years later. Let me say one last thing. I still have a bit of disdain for organized religion. In fact, there's a guy in my neighborhood who seems a little disturbed. I actually parked behind his truck today. He has a bumper sticker. It says, if Jesus were alive today, the last thing he'd be is a Christian. And I almost wanted to go and knock on his door. But I'm a follower of Christ. It's about having a relationship with him. I'm out of 5950, right, Anna?
Yeah, but we have a 30-second spot.
Oh, so let me get out of 5920. So anyway, my story is in my book, Light the Way Home. You can go to my website, franksontag.com. I am a follower of Christ, and yet my heart is for those that may not know who he is. I don't think the church overall gives the complete picture of Jesus. We can get into maybe discussion next hour. Is there truth in other religions? Sure. But Jesus resurrected from the dead. He's the only one. So that is, in a sense, my testimony. Thank you for allowing me that opportunity. All right, 800-222-5222. Hour number two is next. You are listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.